Los Angeles is such a meat market, but we're not talking about dating. We mean that literally. In the last few years, as appreciation for the craft of butchery has grown, LA's been blessed with a crop of new carnicerias and meat markets. Many of them offer prime cuts that were once difficult for consumers to find. Journalist Lexis Olivier Ray wrote about 11 of the best ones for LA Taco. Hi.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, we were so happy to see your article. So Lexis, let me ask you, what makes a great carniceria?
I think a few things. First off, proximity. I mean, if you live on the east side, you're probably not going to drive or commute all the way to the west side to buy a piece of meat. Inventory is really important. I like to see cuts of meat that I don't typically see at mainstream grocery stores. Price is really important as well. I don't think all meat or all premium good cuts of meat necessarily needs to be expensive. So I like to see a range of prices from low to high. And then another thing that I think is really important is getting to know the people behind the butcher counter, having a relationship with your butcher. You know, back in the day, people had a relationship with a butcher that was similar to the relationship with their barber or bank teller or even like a doctor or, dentist. They're people that you know. They're people that look out for you, give you little discounts, order things special. So I think those things are what make a great carniceria.
What I found so interesting from your article was that you mentioned that, you know, until recently, really sort of the highest end meats were reserved for, you know, restaurants or bougie, as you call them, butcher shops. I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that in carnicerias, you can get cuts of Wagyu or prime and other premium meats. What do you think has prompted this response from butchers who work in carnicerias?
I think a couple of things. I mean, demand for one has gone up, I would say. Up until recently, you could only really find Wagyu and prime cuts of meat either online or, like I mentioned in the article, bougie butcher shops, high-end restaurants. But not everybody wants to order steak online and wait for it to ship. A lot of people actually want to go into a meat market, you know, examine the meat that they're going to buy, consult with the butcher, get tips on how to cook it. So, you know, you're seeing a lot of people switch from ordering online to shopping at retailers. And then also supply. Supply has definitely increased, I would say. Australian and American Wagyu has gotten a lot better, in my opinion. I remember when I first started seeing Australian Wagyu, it was, you know, more comparable to just kind of like a choice steak that you'd see at a grocery store. But now you see cuts of Australian Wagyu that are almost indistinguishable from Japanese Wagyu, in my opinion. And then also, it's not just wealthy people that are eating high-end meats. We highlighted a number of places that, you know, cater to more working class people. And, you know, you're starting to see butcher shops in neighborhoods that you wouldn't expect to see.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of your story, is it gives us really great insight into what's going on all over the city. And I think people might be surprised that close to them are these really great resources. The geographic diversity is really fabulous. So let's start with Carniceria HQ in East Hollywood. Tell us about owner Ramiro Maldonado. How has he updated the family business and what is he offering?
Sure. Ramiro took over the family business early this year after his, or last year, I guess, after his father passed away, sadly. Before that, he actually worked as a computer engineer, but his family, they've owned carnicerias all over LA for decades. And Ramiro was the one that switched over to carrying these premium cuts of meat and Wagyu steaks. For a while, he was offering them at three locations. There was a location just down the street from me in MacArthur Park, which was pretty surprising to see, you know, high-end Wagyu steaks being sold in a neighborhood like MacArthur Park. He's known for selling Creekstone Farms Black Angus beef, which is known to be some of the best prime beef out there. And he also makes this really incredible beef chorizo. And he actually uses the trimmings of the Wagyu and prime beef that he makes. It's a Oaxacan-style beef chorizo, which is excellent. And it's very difficult to find a beef chorizo that's good. And I've never seen a beef chorizo that's made with Wagyu and prime beef trimmings.
That's pretty amazing. You say in the article that he also carries Jidori chicken and Kubota pork.
Yes, yes, he does. He carries a lot of stuff. I mean, that's actually my local butcher shop. Ramiro's the type of butcher that will, you know, order things for you special. We were talking recently about him maybe getting Cornish hens in. He gets duck sometimes. So, yeah, he definitely carries more than just beef.
And what do they do on the weekends that's a little special?
Oh, they also make chicharrón as well.
How fun. And for our listeners in the San Fernando Valley, you recommended a spot called Ziggy's. Tell us about that.
Yes, yeah. Ziggy's also really has a really great backstory. The owner, Sigfredo, he learned the ins and outs of butchering at the age of 11 years old. 6 years later, he fled to America and landed a job at a meat packing place where he, you know, learned the ins and outs of the business. 10 years later, he was able to start his own business at the age of 25, which is just mind-blowing to me. And he's been thriving ever since.
That's awesome. You name-check Amboy quality meats in Chinatown. What can we expect when we go there?
You can expect some of the best burgers in LA, for sure, as well as some really affordable steaks. On the burger side, they have, you know, your classic smash burgers. They also do this massive 10-ounce dry-aged beef burger that I haven't personally tried, but I've heard from a lot of people that's really good. The beef hot dog is excellent, and I believe all their fries are cooked in beef fat, so they're delicious. They recently just started serving breakfast, so they offer spam bowls and a spam breakfast sandwich. And then on the meat side, they carry Snake River Farms, which is American Wagyu. I think they really stand out for being affordable. Most of the steaks that they carry are between like $20-$25. So you can, you know, go for a burger and then walk out with a nice steak to cook later in the week.
In Southeast LA, you highlight the chain La Carniceria Meat Market owned by Jose Luis Ruiz. You wrote that this tiny carniceria in Southeast LA single-handedly changed the game for backyard carne asada in Los Angeles. How did they do that?
Yeah, first off, I want to give a shout out to my editor, Javier Cabral. He was the one that wrote that little blurb and introduced me to La Carniceria Meat Market. I believe they were the first retailer to really offer prime grade flat meat and chuck steaks, which are some of the best cuts to use for carne asada. Not only that, but they also offer it at an affordable price. I think recently I saw on their Instagram stories that they were selling asada meat for like $10.99 a pound, which is cheaper than a lot of choice steaks that you'll find at the grocery. I think the success of La Carniceria really highlights that Latinos and working class people also enjoy high quality cuts of meat. Good meat isn't just for rich people.
Moving a bit westward, what are some more meat markets we might find?
So in Santa Monica, we have a place called A Cut Above. Eddie Shin, he's the lead butcher over there. He's self-taught and has also been a chef for over 20 years. They're similar to Amboy Meats. So in addition to carrying prime cuts of beef, they also serve sandwiches. So you'll find house-made pastrami sandwich, a Cubano with slow-cooked caributo pork shoulder. And then they have some specials that include beef hot dogs, Jidori wings, breakfast sandwiches. Also on the west side in Santa Monica, I should have probably included Bob's Market. They're a favorite among locals and been open since 1965. And then, not sure exactly where, you know, Central LA ends and the West Side begins, but you also have Standings, which is a newer butcher shop. And they really stand out to me because I believe they're a whole animal butcher. And they also offer classes so people can learn to butcher their meat at home.
Yeah. I find that whenever I go to Standings, for example, if I'm just buying like a treat for myself, I'll zero in on something that I see in the case that's little, you know, that's one portion, not like a tomahawk steak. And then I just ask them, what is that? What do I do with it? And then you end up learning.
Yeah. Trust your butcher.
It's been great talking to you, Alexis. Thank you so much for coming
Likewise.
On the show.
Thanks for having me.
That was Alexis Olivier Ray talking about his story, The 11 Best Meat Markets and Carnicerias in Los Angeles for LA Taco. You'll find the link to his piece on our website, kcrw.com/goodfood. In a minute, well, LA may be a meat market, but we love our veggie sandwiches. Learn about three spots giving Sprouts the makeover they deserve when Good Food continues.